What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Sisko. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Sisko.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. And today I'm going to be giving away one of my meditation CDs to the first person who calls in with a question for my guest, Claudia Lanigan. So the story I wanted to share with you today is my first experience with Theta Healing. I first learned about Theta Healing probably 3 or 4 years ago when I was at a healing exchange with some other healers and tried Theta Healing. And honestly, I was just blown away by the results. I was transformed in one single session. So for those of you who don't know, Theta Healing is an energetic healing process that allows you to move into the Theta brainwave, which is the deep, relaxed meditative state brainwave. And then from there, I can move into the creator's energy and can ask for healings. The creator does the work and I witness the energy moving and changing as the healing occurs. So initially I took a Theta Healing class that worked with the Commanding Wealth book to help change my beliefs about receiving abundance and prosperity. And then I would continue to go have sessions with this woman who was doing the Theta Healing as needed and was always having amazing results and so surprised about how much stuff, in my technical words, stuff, around what beliefs was being cleared. And I just knew that I had to do more. And actually took like a little mini training session so I could really use it for myself. The past 10 years or so, I have done a tremendous amount of healing and clearing, and I'm always open to healing modalities that really speak to me and spoke to me in the past. I was tired of the pain and suffering that I was experiencing, and I wanted tools that would assist me in making my own healing process easier and gentler. I'm trained in Reiki and thought field therapy, which is a tapping sequence that releases emotional triggers and body memory, in Young Living essential oils and in Theta Healing. And I have really had some tremendous healings with essential oils and Theta Healing, especially when healing my childhood trauma issues and my beliefs of unworthiness and undeservingness. And I just want to tell you that, you know, there are many healing modalities out there and available, and I highly recommend that you take advantage of them. Choose whatever modality speaks to you. Allow yourself to heal, especially this time of year when so many emotional triggers can come up. There's just a wealth of resources available for you. And now it's time to breathe. I'm going to take 3 deep breaths in and out, and join me if you like. So I'm going to take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out through my mouth. And take another deep breath in and slowly breathe out through my mouth. And let's take one more deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. My show today is called The Power of Theta Healing and Essential Oils. My guest is Claudia Lanigan, who is a master theta healer and trained in essential oils. So let me tell you about Claudia. She is trained in numerous healing modalities. She has a passion for healing and helping people. Claudia combines powerful tools of theta healing, nurturing touch, and Young Living essential oils, creating a holistic approach to health and wellness. She believes that it is not enough to offer therapeutic healing, rather that it is essential for people to involve themselves in their own process of healing. Claudia has facilitated thousands of therapy sessions and teaches workshops on essential oils and various healing techniques worldwide. She has studied a variety of therapeutic modalities for the past 30 years and is a master of theta healing. She also holds certifications in essential oil trainer, massage, Reiki, hypnotherapy, and neuro-linguistic programming. For more information on her services, you can go to www.claudialanigan.com, and that's claudialanigan.com. You can also email her at oilsheal, and that's oilsheal, at comcast.net. Welcome, Claudia. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Regina. It's an honor to be talking to you.
Yeah. So I'd love for you to tell us about your background and what led you into alternative healing.
Well, it's kind of, you know, try to make it short. It starts like everything else when you're a child, and I had great parents, very loving. Actually, I think you've met them. And but we had the standard American diet, which was a lot of sugar, and then antibiotics, and I was born in 1954. So antibiotics had penicillin was the rage, and then immunizations. So, and my dad worked for Canfield's Beverage Company, so we had a lot of pop in our refrigerator, and all the kids in the neighborhood hung out at our house because it was so loving, and we had we drank pop out of aluminum cans, and every time I was sick, I got a shot of penicillin in my rump. And I remember getting a polio vaccine when I was about 5, and we had a lot of fun, but by the time I was a teenager, I had such severe candida and menstrual periods that I'd be down for 2 days with it. And I really feel like I was walking around in a fog, and I think I just had yeast overgrowth. And then as when I was in college, I had mono, and then I got a job on a sailing schooner in the Atlantic, and I happened to read Adele Davis' Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit when I was about 20, and I was actually on a sulfa drug for a bad pap smear at the time, and something in my brain clicked, and I realized that I could strengthen myself, and I stopped using pharmaceuticals and started focusing on vitamin therapy at the time and nutrition, and really since 1975 I haven't had a med, and except for the birth of my 3 children, I had Pitocin because my placenta after the delivery didn't come off, and I would have bled to death. And so thankfully I had doctors at those events, and got a shot of Pitocin to clamp down my uterus so that I could live. So I am thankful for Western medicine, but I think it's overdone. And so that was my beginning, and then I've studied a lot of modalities and Chinese medicine since then. And then I got to the oils, and I was really taken aback. And then I got to Theta Healing, and that's very simple. So that's it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Well, I think it's, I really love what you're sharing, that, you know, our, how our lifestyle really has an impact on our physical health. And, you know, we all grew up drinking pop. I know I certainly did. And, you know, you don't really realize the effects until, you know, you learn more and start trying new things. And, so for the audience to know, I think I forgot to mention this, that I learned Theta Healing through Claudia. Claudia, as I mentioned, is a master Theta Healer instructor and teaches Theta Healing classes around the country and world. And, yeah, she's just phenomenal. So I wanted to add that piece in before I got too far into the show. So, so Claudia, tell me how you discovered then essential oils.
Well, again, there's always a story about the birth of my daughter, Isis, in 1990. She had yeast overgrowth because her poor little, you know, as a woman, you're born actually with your eggs. So all of that shenanigans I went through, she was in my ovaries, and she was born with thrush in 1990. So I learned about Chinese herbs in order to balance her. She didn't sleep for her first 2.5 years because she had colic, and I was determined not to get tubes in her ears and have her on allergy shots and stuff. So I found out about Chinese herbs and was studying those, and then they helped a lot with her. And then I moved to Colorado, and I met someone who was had a carbon monoxide, my friend Nancy, brain damage, and she was actually thinking of killing herself because she had so much pain and she couldn't remember where she was going. And I started researching what would go through the blood-brain barrier and detox her brain, and found out about essential oils. And I ordered the basic starter kit, and she ordered a lot of them because she had a settlement for her carbon monoxide accident. And I started playing with the oils, and oh my goodness, everything opened. It, my chakras opened. I came into compassion. I had thought I was an atheist in that time for 23 years when I was studying scientifically alternative health. And then I put the oils on, and I connected to intelligences that I didn't even know were out there. And I went through a real period of investigating my own emotions. And she healed, and actually entirely changed her life. And she said, I saved her life, but I say she saved mine because my awareness opened in that process.
That's pretty impressive. So the essential oils healed her carbon monoxide poisoning?
To a great extent, yeah. And agoraphobia. She could go out and in public, and she actually learned Tuina, Chinese medical massage. And I'm very grateful to her for motivating me. You know, sometimes you get motivated to help somebody else, and actually in the process you heal. And that's true in my sessions with people, too. If I have a question, the right person comes in with the same question, and then I'm forced to give the answer, and then it's an answer for me.
Yes. Thanks for sharing that story. And it's time to take a break. I'm speaking with Claudia Lanigan about the value of essential oils, and we'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Cisco is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to Claudia Lanigan, trainer and healer with essential oils and theta healing. So, Claudia, what motivated you to become a trainer with essential oils?
Well, when I opened like that, I had to know why all my chakras were opening and why I was changing so much and getting so much information. And so I started going to Young Living training events and following Gary Young around all over the world, really. He inspired me.
Young is the founder of Young Living?
He is, and he's a phenomenal human being. And he's very inspiring and passionate. I just wanted to spread the word. I wanted to really get to know my stuff and spread the word to more people.
Mm-hmm. Good. And I also just wanted to interject when you said that when you first started using the oils, all of your chakras opened up. So I just wanted to let people know, in case you're not familiar with the term chakras, that those are our energy centers in the body, and we have seven of them, which basically run from the base of our spine all the way up, including to our throat, the center of our forehead, which is our third eye, and the top of our head, which is our crown chakra, and they're what kind of regulate our emotions and how we function. Anything else you want to add to that, Claudia?
Yeah, they can actually influence our organs, and anybody who's had a broken heart and whose heart hurts in that emotional experience, that's the heart chakra talking to you. And sometimes if we have repressed emotions, they can actually affect the well-being of our body and the organs surrounding those energy centers. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks. And so can you tell us a little bit about what the Young Living essential oils are good for? Like, how could they help someone?
Well, besides opening your chakras and letting you know that you might have some heartbreak or something that wants to be investigated, I've had a lot of clients over the years. I use a lot of oils every month. I've had people heal from all sorts of things, from viruses and bacteria, infestation by taking capsules of them internally to resolutions of emotions, helping them with addictions, anything from pain in the body, muscle pain, or scoliosis. And I think we're going to talk about raindrops, but I don't think there's anything that oils can't help you with. They can elevate your mood, take you out of pain, actually help a sprained ankle heal or a bone heal. There's an oil for everything.
Mm-hmm. So they can heal on a physical, mental, emotion, and spiritual level, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people call them chiropractor in a bottle, and other people call them God or spirit in a bottle. So there's your gamut. Yeah.
Okay. So is there a difference between young living essential oils and other essential oils that we might see out there?
Absolutely. You know, Gary Young really brought these to the forefront, umpteen years ago. And he is a stickler on purity and has the finest machines to test every batch of oil that comes through. But they're Afner standardized, which is harder to get than organic. And that means not only isn't there any substances they're tested, any, you know, pesticides or anything foreign in the oil, but also the vibration and actual constituents from the plants that are what balance your body, they're actually up to the peak, what makes them viable as a balancer to the body. So they have the highest standard in the industry, and they're pure, and they're rated for internal use, which is very unusual as a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So I also work with essential oils with my clients, primarily for emotional support. But I've read that they can help to heal like bone spurs and digestion and other significant types of ailments somebody might not be expecting. Could you give us some examples that perhaps you've experienced?
Yeah. My daughter Isis, when she was 9, got hit by a car. And both of her femurs were broken, and she was very skinny at the time. And that was her two rounds of antibiotics Isis had. She's 21 now. And, of course, when they put the rods and pins in her legs, she had antibiotics because that's what Western medicine does. It's great, and I'm, again, grateful, because she wouldn't be walking if they hadn't done that. And then when they removed them, she was also antibiotics. And besides that, she hasn't had any antibiotics in her life. But the oils in that process, she couldn't take the pain meds because her stomach was so sensitive and she'd be throwing up. So she was only in the hospital 2 days, and when I took her out, they had her they gave me Vicodin, which made her throw up, and she was already skinny. So I started putting a bone mending formula on her legs for pain, and the very first day we managed her pain with the oils of wintergreen, helichrysum, spruce, peppermint, and that was the formula. And if I put that on every 2 hours, she didn't have pain, and if she had a little more pain, we'd give her an Advil. And not only did she not have to have those liver toxic drugs, so she had her appetite, but her bones healed remarkably fast. And the other thing about having pins sticking out, the doctor had me washing it with a toothbrush and said that she could get an infection into her bones. So I was putting an essential oil on of thieves, because that kills all viruses and bacteria known. And then I was diffusing it in the air because people were coming over to visit her sneezing, and I didn't I didn't want that to get into her bones. So that was a personal experience. And then my other daughter got exposed to Shigella at the daycare, and I was actually working there, and people were really sick.
Claudia, what's that? Shigella?
Yeah, Shigella.
What is it?
And I woke up one night really sick, and I put oils on her spine, and her stomach stopped hurting, and her joints stopped hurting, and her fever went down. And
Claudia?
Yeah?
What is Shigella?
Shigella is a bacterial infection of the intestines.
Okay.
And that's the only reason I have a name for it is because all the kids in the daycare and the teachers were going to the doctor and finding out they had it. And
okay.
It causes sometimes bleeding intestinal, and it's very difficult to get rid of. And Danae was 5 at that time. And she woke up in the middle of the night crying, and I could hear her stomach making noises, and her fever was very high, and her joints were hurting. So I put oils on her spine, kind of a mini raindrop, and she calmed down, and the fever went away, and her little joint stopped hurting, and the next day she got up and went to school. It was
wow.
Amazing. And from that time on, any time that she started to get sick, she said, "Mom, get the oregano and thyme out, but you keep those cool oils close by," because she had an experience where they got very hot because she was sick. And I had to put some vegetable oil on top to cool that action down. But she knew that they had helped her, so she became an oil advocate at age 5. Yeah. So, and then when I've had experience, I went to Egypt to study oils for emotional release with Carrie Young, and I got the Nile's Revenge. I started having a reaction in my intestines where it was very severe, and I got on the bus, and my mentor in the oils, Vicki Opfer, gave me Thieves in a capsule, and I took 2 of them, one at 6:30 in the morning and one at noon, and the diarrhea was gone by 1 o'clock, and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. Oh, that's great.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to be heading to break here in just a moment. And actually, I think I'm just going to cut to break right now, and then I'll ask you about the raindrop therapy and what that is and how that helps people. So we're going to be taking a break, and I'd like to take some calls when we come back from the break. And the number to call in is 866-472-5795 to ask Claudia some questions about perhaps any ailments you might have and how the oils could help. The first person who calls in with a question for Claudia will win a free copy of my CD. And we'll be back after the break.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to Claudia Lanigan, trainer and healer with essential oils and Theta Healing. And so any callers, the first person who calls in with a question for Claudia will win a free copy of my CD, 866-472-5795. So, Claudia, can you describe the process of the raindrop therapy and what the purpose of that is?
Yeah, the raindrop is 12 oils up the spine, and they're Gary Young's put them together to be synergistic. And oregano and thyme are two that open the receptor sites of the spine, but they also go in and relieve pathogens, can actually eliminate pathogens that have, may have been there for a long time, causing immune dysfunction, but also inflammation. And so it cleans the nervous system along the spine. And then other oils are layered on top that are good for muscles and circulation, and peppermint's in there. It drives the oils in deeper. And then you can customize, you can add some other oils in for pain or nerve damage, that type of thing. And then it's a hot, wet pack. And it's an amazing, the oils do the work. It's an amazing anti-inflammatory process that's easy to do.
Yeah. Okay. And can you share some examples of how the raindrop therapy has helped your clients?
Yeah, my hairdresser came in with Bell's palsy, and her little face, half of it was frozen, and frozen, didn't have any. And then half of it worked, and she looked very strange, and she'd had it for 4 months, and I did a raindrop on her, and I always combined Theta Healing, so I also had an intent that she'd heal. And I told her I thought she'd be done with that by morning, and she called me the next morning, and it was gone, and her face was normal. And then I've had people with West Nile virus that it resolved the pain, they just breezed through it, and they had been in a lot of pain previous to it. I worked in a chiropractor's office for a couple of years doing oils and massage. And then I had somebody with encephalitis that came in with a swollen brain and a lot of pain, and it resolved the pain in that. And another person with mono fact, I attracted one of my another trainer for Young Living in through this, somebody from the daycare, and he had mono and a swollen liver, and he was only 5 also. And he had, his limbs were about the half size of lemons on the little back of his neck, and he couldn't even walk up the stairs. So we did a raindrop on him, and the next day he was running down the stairs and wanted to have somebody overnight. His lymph glands were shrunken, and his color was back, and his mom said, I wish I'd gone in and hadn't tested for the mono, because I know it was gone. And I don't have proof of that, but he was at school, and his liver, he was, you know, pink and happy. And mm-hmm. So, and then my daughter, Danae, who is so sick. I've just had all sorts of miraculous aid, help with the raindrop technique. And myself, I had severe scoliosis from birth, and couldn't run. And I had 4 sessions of raindrop a week apart, and I was in my 40s, and I was able to start running and doing power yoga, and was pain-free for the first time in my life. So I love the raindrop technique, which is why I learned it and became certified in massage, so I could do it on everybody and become a trainer for Young Living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all really impressive, really miraculous stories that, oh, when your scoliosis is healed, the Bell's palsy is just remarkable.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep, it's very cool to be able to help people.
Definitely, definitely. So I'd love for you to tell us, we'll switch gears a little bit here, and talk about Theta Healing. And I know that you're a trained master Theta Healer, and mentioned you've trained me in Theta Healing. So I'd like you to give us some background on Vianna Stiebel, who founded Theta Healing and received this technique from the Creator.
Yeah, Vianna Stiebel is, of course, one of my mentors. She's an amazing, loving, down-to-earth person, and she was actually a single mom, and she developed cancer in her leg, and didn't have the money, really, for Western. She didn't have the money for chemo, and they told her that she needed to have her leg amputated, but she'd probably die anyway, and she was a massage therapist, and she couldn't do that because she had children to feed. And she was also born psychic and very wide open, and had a close relationship with God. And so she prayed a lot. And one day she was walking in, hobbling in, because her leg hurt so much. And she was praying about it, and it healed instantly. And it got to its original size. It had been shriveled, and I've seen her x-rays and in Theta Healing classes, and the pain went away and the cancer was gone. And she told she calls the Creator, calls God Creator, that she would start teaching how she connected, and that was the beginning of her teaching Theta Healing classes. She's a brilliant teacher, and so that's how it started.
Okay, great. So can you tell us how you were introduced to Theta Healing and how this helped you in your life?
Well, when I opened with the oils, I was some of my friends thought I was going bipolar, because I became so able to hear other intelligences that people thought I was going cuckoo, but really I was getting better. And I went from being an atheist to going back to God. I was raised speaking, you know, praying to God. And I'd say things like, well, if I'm going to tell people about these oils, I need some clothing, because I was very impoverished at the time. I was $300,000 in debt, living in a subsidized apartment. And the next day, clothes would arrive on my doorstep in a trash bag. So there was a lot of synchronicity going on. And people started giving me healing classes and Theta Healing. The first basic class was actually a gift from somebody that I was doing raindrops on at, and some sessions and other modalities that I had. And I went to the three-day basics class, and I was already a massage therapist at that time. And I didn't realize that I could do as much with my intuition. And I came back to the chiropractor's office, and I already had people coming in all day, and I just started using Theta Healing to witness changes in their body, and lo and behold, it was working. So that was my experience with it.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So I know that you're trained to teach all the Theta Healing classes. Can you kind of give us maybe a quick overview and some brief explanations of the variety of classes that are available?
Yeah, the basics is where everybody starts, because that class, you go from, you learn the whole technique, and you can actually become certified as a practitioner in 3 days. And you learn that not only can you connect directly to Source and how to do it, it's a very quick little meditation, but that you can actually, from that connected space, you can actually bring that energy into your own body and witness a healing. And then also that you can actually bring that energy into another person's body and witness a healing. And that's the basis for it. And the witnessing quantifies, makes it so, makes it real. And then you also learn how to use, if somebody isn't able to heal, how to discover what emotional blocks might be blocking them from experiencing a healing through muscle checking, and then clearing beliefs, so you can actually clear beliefs. You learn to talk to your ancestors and angels and spirit guides, and to see in people's auras and clear limiting beliefs. It takes you from zero. I have people that come in not even knowing they have intuition, and being able to see really everything through pure creation energy accurately, and to help people in the changing of patterns, whether they be health-related or emotional or spiritual. So that's the basics. And then all the other classes, the advanced, it takes you to the next level with your own belief systems and getting better at digging. And that's also
I'm going to have you continue this when we come back from the break.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll be right back.
Okay.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle, By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to Claudia Lanigan, trainer and healer of essential oils and theta healing. So before break, we were talking about the various classes that are available through theta healing and that you teach. And I know there's quite a few of them. Claudia, where can people find out more information?
There's thetahealing.com, which is Vianna's website, and that lists a description of all the classes. And there's a master's program. And then my website, claudialanigan.com, have my upcoming classes. But I love to teach basic and advanced, and I could love to come to your area and get you started with it and teach all the classes in your area if you know people that would like to get started in that program. And I'm a good teacher. I know I am.
She's an
awesome
teacher.
Because I'm passionate about it. So.
Yeah. And and you have several classes listed on your website, as you mentioned. So there's the basic class, the advanced class, which teaches some higher level techniques for healing. There's an abundance and wealth class, just really quite a variety and worth checking out if this is something that's interesting to you. So, Claudia, what would you say is the value of theta healing?
Well, it's invaluable, really. It's because Niels Bohr, one of the most influential scientists of the 20th century, acknowledged that anyone who's not shocked by quantum theory has not understood it, and that. Really, what we're coming to know is that there is no objective reality, that the observer shapes what is observed. That's what quantum physics is teaching us now. And so when we focus our attention on something, all other possibilities collapse. And what we have is the ability to focus our consciousness on changing reality, both in our own bodies and in the people that come to us as practitioners, and also in their emotional and spiritual life. But also we have the ability to witness changes on the earth. It's our home. And consciousness is, as my yoga teacher says, as the ancient science of consciousness. And so if we're shaping reality with our thoughts, the value of theta healing is we learn how to focus in that theta healing brainwave, and we can actually witness a shift on our planet as well as in our own body, because the planet is our body. Also, it's our reality. So my mission is to help people change their consciousness to a higher state of love and order and harmony on the earth, so that we can create a reality where we are healthy, where our free will is respected, where the planet is clean and vibrant and beautiful. So the value of it is a manifestation of the highest order personally and collectively.
Awesome. Well said. I like that one. Mm-hmm. So when we were talking the other day, you were telling me that you have an upcoming trip to Belize. Tell us about that.
Well, I work at my office is at Pathways to Wellness in Fort Collins, and Nancy Ogren, who's also one of my mentors, is a soul counselor and astrologer, and she gathers us all together for events. And we're going to be inviting people from April 15th through the 21st to a bed and breakfast on a beautiful little island, a bunch of bed and breakfasts. It's only a half mile by a mile long with beautiful beaches, and we're going to do the SWAT team of natural healing and collective consciousness for the good, and there'll be a lot of practitioners there and a lot of clients who are ready to transform and heal if they show up, and we're going to do personal and earth acupuncture and have fun in the sun, in the tropics, and in the sea.
And okay, really so good people food. Who are good. So if people who are interested in that, they can email you at oilsheal@comcast.net.
Yes, and also I'll put it up on the website. I don't have that up yet, but Nancy Ogren at comcast.net also.
Okay.
And I will have information up there by the end of the weekend.
Okay, that sounds great. Our time is up for today, Claudia. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. It was really an informative show.
All right. Thank you, Regina, and talk to you soon.
Okay. So Claudia has upcoming classes, as we mentioned, for teaching the basic theta healing on January 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Claudia, where are you teaching that?
Pathways to Wellness in Fort Collins.
Colorado, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Her advanced DNA class is January 27th, 28th, and 29th. And to learn more about Claudia's future upcoming classes and services, again, you can go to claudialanigan.com. Her email address is oilsheal@comcast.net. My show next week is with Trina Brunk. The title of the show is The Creativity of Song. Trina Brunk is a talented singer and songwriter of many inspirational CDs and lyrics that tell a story. Trina grew up in a large family that loved to sing, like the Von Trapps and the Sound of Music, but only in Missouri. Trina will share her story of music early in life and how she evolved to creating spiritual soundtracks and healing meditation CDs. Trina has a deep connection with spirit, which clearly pours through her music. Trina will share stories of how some of her songs came to be, and we will have the opportunity to hear them as well. Join me next week on December 16th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. And I would also love to hear your stories of what was one of your favorite gifts that you received or have given over the holidays. And you can email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.